You activate the phone, and immediately an unknown number, ping, the text reads, meet up at the pit.
I think we should go in there, text them, and then we can listen for the text to be received.
You look out into the dance floor and see Zane Darkshadow.
I would like to text OMW.
And as you send it, Zane's pocket lights up. There is a young woman. She takes your hand, kisses it, and goes, I'm Tracker. Tracker is talking to you. She leans forward and kisses you on the mouth.
Duh! Oh, actually, I don't kiss.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
All over, people hit the deck as their bodies start to change.
Oh, we gotta take out that DJ! We gotta take out that DJ!
Hello, and welcome back to Fantasy High. Last week, our intrepid heroes were deep in the Black Pit, Elmville's number one music venue. All the assorted patrons of the bar and club have just burst forth into their true monstrous forms. Vampires, werewolves, zombies, now spread out across the dance floor in the various rooms and venues, and our heroes are scattered and in disarray. Here we see the board before us. DJ Brains at the turntable, two massive pulsing amps behind him. Zane Darkshadow raving it up on the floor. Riz hiding behind a bar stool. Fig and Gorgug hanging back in the dance hall, looking on, having just seen the phone or crystal in Zane's pocket light up, being texted from Johnny Spell's burner. In this bar area, we have Kristen Appleby's talking about Faith and getting a romantic proposition from a young woman who has just freaked the fuck out and turned into a ravening werewolf. And as far from the music as possible, our two most patrician party members, Adine and Fabian, in the whiskey bar area as far from the music as they can get. We leap into combat, the first to act as the noise rage. You see over at the pool table, Fabian, the guy across from the other player goes, you cheater! And his body starts to transform. You are first to act.
Now, are they transforming with things are about to get violent. It's clearly a fight, or?
You see from that, and you begin to hear screams from the other part of the room, but your lightning fast reflexes afford you the ability to do something based on whether or not you think something bad's about to happen.
I think something bad's about to happen. I turn to Adine and I say, we need to find everyone. And I take off toward the back room.
Awesome.
I would plan on dashing, if anything.
You take your move, so it's going to be 1, 2, 3, you have used 15 feet of movement. This room is filled with people hulking out into werewolves. So this was the mosh pit from earlier.
Okay.
Marrow, the particular, the werewolf that bought the drink, is over by the pool table here.
That's the guy that bought me a drink?
That's the guy that bought you a drink. Who slugged you in the face?
Fuck him up, I don't trust him.
You've used 15 feet of movement. You have another 15 feet left, but you see this room. You look through the window here. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
14.
14. You see DJ Brains. You do not see Riz, who is more hidden than he's ever been. Mm-hmm. You see DJ Brains, and you see Zane Darkshadow all the way through, because he's got these weird glowing rave things around him, right?
Okay.
You have the rest of your movement left. You can, of course, use a dash action if you want as well.
Oh, I need to wait for a dine. I'll dodge?
Yes, do you want to stay in the door and not use any more of your movement? And use your dodge
I'll use
action?
More, I guess I'll move toward along the wall, I guess.
Okay. You use your dodge action. So you move 3 more spaces here, mm-hmm. and you guys see that the quickest to act after Fabian are a group of people that you thought were just gothy or like didn't get out much, and you now see are clearly vampires. This tall vampire with an open trench coat grabs the person to his left, sinks his fangs into her neck, and exsanguinates her completely. He goes, and she drops lifeless to the ground as he says, he says, Sasha, Lord of Whispers, calls for the Blood Hunt!
Daddy.
Daddy.
This vampire is going to make a perception roll. And starts running straight for you, Fig. Other vampires are going to act as well. It's going to be...
Can you see you?
Completely. Yeah, this one of the vampires from the pinball machine rushes, grabs a young woman at the bar, and begins to exsanguinate. The rest of our vampires go. It just turns into a total feeding frenzy. Over here, and you see, Kristen, that one of the vampires attacks you. What is your armor class currently?
18.
18.
Yeah.
You take 9 points of damage as the vampire slashes across your face.
Ooh.
And goes, little human girl, you look nice and warm. Oh, it's now Adine's turn.
Shit. Well, all I've seen is this werewolf guy turning. Do I know what phase of the moon it is? As a wizard, is that a thing that I would...
Give me an arcana check.
Great. 11.
You know it's not the full moon.
Okay. Shit. I would like to run as... close to this bouncer as I can get with a disengage action.
Okay.
So hopefully nobody attacks me.
Okay, Rad, go ahead and move. Disengage means you can only move 6 squares. If you take a dash action,
oh,
you can
then
move
I will 12. Take a dash action. 12.
Rad, you run as fast as you can, sprinting towards the exit. Now the zombies are going to go.
Zombies.
There's
Jesus
zombies,
Christ.
Vampires, and werewolves.
Oh.
Why? Are there any just innocent bystanders?
We saw people get eaten.
Yeah.
This man at the bar, it's so sad. He looks like...
He looks like such a sweet
he's
guy.
So, he's definitely here because he's in like...
He's got a book under his arm.
His
oh, no.
No.
I mean, just clubbed to death. just with their, they're not even hitting with their fist. They're like hitting with the like, just forearm. Crack his skull wide open.
To eat his brains?
1, 2, 3.
Oh shit, they're coming at you. For both of them?
Yeah, it looks like they're coming at both of you guys.
Fabian, hurry.
they're going to take some swings at you. That's going to be 3 zombies on Fig. What's your AC?
12.
12? Okay. That's going to be 12 points of damage to you. Blah, 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 blah. And Gorgug, what is yours?
It's 13.
One hits you for 3 points of damage. Bam. Riz, that's you.
DJ looks okay with all of this?
Go ahead and make an insight check.
19.
As the music spins, you see that the glamour on the DJ's face changes. The DJ has a rotting, necrotic face covered by a paltry illusion. Just a zombie, a fully undead, necrotic DJ.
Cool. I'm going to run up on stage.
Rad, you're gonna take your movement.
Yep.
You get up there.
And then I'm gonna try to. Actually, I'll use my insightful fighting.
Okay.
To see if I can get sneak attack on him.
And so it's versus his deception, right?
Yeah, it's my insight versus his deception.
12.
Nat 1. Brennan, Nat 1.
God damn
it.
Nice, my dude.
I will just swing.
Throw that dice away.
With a rapier. And that's pretty good. That's a 20 to hit.
20 hits?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. 11.
Fuck yeah.
And then I'm also going to use Fury of the Small to do another 3 damage to him. So 14.
14 points of damage?
Yeah.
Woo!
Fury of the Ball.
Fury of the Ball.
You run up on stage and hit him through this rotting pustule of green bile. Bursts out of the side of him. And he reaches out onto the turntable and goes, oh, oh no! you see that that is Riz's turn. Zane goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Let him run.
That's going to be Gorgug.
That's fine. We'll see him at school.
Okay. Yeah, we'll find him at school.
There is no exit, though, right? Sorry.
I'm going to go into a rage. Gorgug thinks about singing a song, but it's just too much. He just goes to a rage.
Oh, yeah, not to mention this song is particularly, like, infecting.
I think it was yelling rage at me.
Yeah.
Rage! Gorgug's rage!
I'm going to attack this one. I'm gonna use Frenzy and attack. Well, I'm gonna attack that person, then use Frenzy on another. Okay, so. Yeah. Sheesh. That's only a 13.
I mean, she's wearing
13
no
for a zombie hits.
Good, okay.
Yes.
So that would be d12 plus 3, plus 5. That's 6, 11.
11? Badly injured. So that's your action. You wah, hack into it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just use Frenzy and attack it again.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. That hits.
Yeah,
maybe. And then that'll be 8.
8 points of damage. That's 19. This zombie is fucked up.
Oh. No, she's still standing?
Fuck.
Sheesh.
As you lay into this zombie with your axe. That is now going to be...
We gotta just run past him.
We need to disengage.
You guys don't have anyone in this room anymore, but I know what's happening. this poor soul is leapt on by these two.
Daniel Boone? The Daniel Boone.
Poor Daniel Boone. That's how he went. Did you know that?
Whoa, what's that other guy?
There's a guy dressed exactly like you, but a werewolf.
What a copycat.
Weird.
Who's the dude with the helmet?
The dude with the helmet is just a partier in a fucking shredded tank top who was here with a helmet before.
Okay, great. And is he coming for me?
He's got a big anarchy sign on the side of the helmet, and he's coming for you. He looks over and goes, hey, man, this ain't your scene! these guys have disadvantage to hit. What's your armor class, my man?
18.
That's a miss. That's a miss. That's a miss. That's a miss. As these guys just try to get their claws, like, come on, man! this werewolf turns around, leaps over the table at this vampire.
Okay. Whoa. Good to know.
Yeah.
Takes some swings and partially mauls that vampire. as the vampire shrieks out in pain.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck each other up.
Yeah, maybe we could hide.
You see that Tracker turns to the vampire that attacked you.
Romantic.
And leaps on her, scratching her eyes out with her claws.
Okay.
That's going to be Kristen.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to run and jump up on the bar.
Sure, if you'd like.
Cool. I'm just going to try to get as close to this door as I can.
Cool, that's going to be an acrobatics check to get up on that.
Yeah, yeah, I will. We know how well this goes. 18. Cool.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait, what's my acrobatics? Minus 3, so 15.
15 will do.
Oh, great.
Good thing. We're all yeah. Scared.
You rush past. You're going to get an attack of opportunity here from the one vampire off to your side.
Oh, cool.
He's going to go. Hits you with the claws for another 9 points of damage. So, Kristen, how far would you like to run?
As far as I can.
Okay, you're taking a dash action, right?
Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, what's up with that dude?
There's a portly-looking, red-winged demon guy who's like...
Was he like that before?
Yeah. Oh, he was like that before. He walked past. Okay. He's got like a green shirt on that says "Got Souls," and just
so
like,
he didn't get. So he's not a bad
guy
necessarily.
Is he the devil?
You don't. As you rush past, give me an insight check as you rush past him.
Daddy.
Insight. Ah, not one.
With this side of the table.
Yeah. Kristen. Yeah. This guy is here to help you.
Great. Great. All right. Cool. I would like to cast Spiritual Weapon.
That's a bonus action. Dope.
Ooh,
cool.
Like
it takes the shape of a giant holy corn. It's a giant
it's a
ear of
stock.
Corn. It looks exactly like the corn cuties, but good.
Dope. Who would you like to attack with this corn?
Can it enter the next room?
You can't see the next room, so you couldn't order it, but you can like basically cast it in the next room so that on the next round it'll be there waiting for you.
Cool, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll cast it into the room that everyone else is in.
Sick.
You guys, so in that room, a big fucking glowing corn cob appears floating in the air. That is now going to be...
I see it and try to fight it. The corn cuties, they're back.
The humans start freaking out and running for the exit. These guys start pouring out of this door here.
This
that
guy!
That man had no business
also
in this
with
place.
A book. This is
a lot of people
me.
Just bringing books to a concert.
Yeah.
Couple hours to kill and just go hang out in this bar.
There's a DJ, I'll bring my book.
These humans are on stage.
This guy's dead. These guys straight up start fleeing for the runoff stage.
He brings his drums.
Drummer is dead.
Cowards.
Oh, no.
You guys don't live your aesthetic.
That is going to be your wisdom.
This guy hides behind the bar.
You probably have. Is this a human?
He's just very focused on playing.
Yes, he starts playing. There's a werewolf there. He runs into the other room. And, and hates what his choice. And this guy jumps up and begins and flies over the bar.
Kitty! Daddy?
Is this a person over here?
She's like the Kochek person.
Kochek doesn't know anything. Right, I hear some yelling, but that's normal.
He's just like, as people are fleeing, being like, you have your coat here?
tickets.
That is now going to be Fig.
Can I just like flip over Gorgug to hide behind him?
You want to flip over Gorgug to hide behind him. Okay. you can actually, you could move. You could take a disengage and move through Gorgug's space. For sure.
Okay. But do I have to take a disengage? Can I just use my action to go underneath Gorgug's legs and hide behind him?
You can take your move action to move through Gorgug, but they will get a tax opportunity on you unless you take the disengage action.
Okay. I'm going to take that disengage then. So I'm going to go disengage and go behind Gorgug.
1, 2.
I guess maybe... Oh, fuck, that guy's going to funk.
You can go farther if you want. Because it's 2 squares of movement to go through Gorgug. If you want to move further back, you can.
I do want to move way further back. I guess I'm going to go way back into the corner as far as I can.
Close to the corner.
Even though I use disengage, can I at least give some, use bardic inspiration? Because that's bonus action.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, you got a little bardic inspiration.
What is that about?
That's my turn for now.
Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and need Riz to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, shit.
18.
Ooh, baby!
Yeah.
You see DJ Brains goes... Now, all the good little children always try to lose their minds! And you feel the music vibrating your bones and trying to rob you of your sanity. But you hold strong.
Whoa.
You are yourself still.
I just hate house music so much.
Oh, this guy. that is now going to be back to Fabian.
All right.
How breakable does that glass look?
Honestly, dude, pretty breakable.
Okay, I'm gonna I'm gonna action surge to disengage from these two dudes, then dash through this window right here.
Sick.
Pass the sad devil dad.
That's 100% rules.
Yeah, be careful. Watch out for my dad.
Dude,
that's 100% rules.
Cool. So you take your action surge, disengage, no attack of opportunity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 4 squares of movement left. You're using the dash action as well.
Yes.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check to smash that window.
Hell 22.
Yes. You fucking like a just a fucking gazelle. Just protect your face right into the shoulder. Glass doesn't even remain on your clothes as you're through the other side. You have 4 squares of movement left. How do you want to use it?
I think I got eyes on my main man Riz. So can I bolt the bar?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead and just give me another acrobatics check, real quick.
24.
You are well and truly behind the bar. So you, the window, no glass on you, and are behind the bar, having used your move.
Hell yeah.
That so window, by the way, is broken.
Great.
So,
sweet. That's helpful for everyone.
The vampires are going to go now.
Whoa.
It's going right through that beam of light.
It is going right through that beam of light. These two turn here. Vampires. These guys swarm over here.
God damn.
Killing people?
Fuck.
This is hate blood. Bam.
Literally.
More werewolves fighting vampires.
I'm going to need Christian, what's your armor class again?
18.
18. A vampire leaps up on the bar after you and says, "Where are you going? Don't you want to get to know me?" And your halo glows brighter.
I don't yet. Not for 5 years.
hell yeah. These two vampires start going to work on this werewolf. Their attacks do literally nothing. You see them connecting with the werewolf and punching it. This guy behind Gorgug is going to start swinging at him.
I've had my eyes on this two-sworded man for a while.
What's your AC again, dude?
It is 13.
13? That's going to be 9 points of damage to you.
Halved? What would you do?
Halved, yes.
So 4 or 5.
I believe it's rounded
down. Rounded down.
It's rounded down, yeah. Rounded down. So 4 points of damage as he slashes you with a bright silvery katana and shouts out, "Maltasia, go get the silver weaponry as fast as you can. It looks like the dogs have gotten out of their kennel."
Oh my God.
I hate you so much.
Why do we fight the most erotic villains?
They're so sexy.
These guys both join in on Tracker over here.
So sorry.
You guys see.
Dude, I don't think she was right for you.
I
don't know who's right for me.
Oh.
I feel that.
That is now going to be Adine's turn.
I'm going to run out and, like, yell to the coat check and then yell outside, like, "This is bad, it's bad, it's bad. It's vampires and this is werewolves and I don't know what."
You run out to yell it to the bouncer.
Uh-huh.
As you run out, you see the bouncer is going, "Not again! Not again!"
Shit. I run back in.
Cool, you move a couple more squares in. Unless you move 6 squares back in.
And then I guess I will... Fuck.
Well, you've moved now 6 squares, right?
Oh, yes. So I'm done again.
I think you're done again.
Fuck.
you have 1 action left. You've moved 6 squares all told. You have a free bit of speaking.
Then I will cast Ray of Sickness on this werewolf that's right in front of me.
Great. What's the save on that?
Constitution.
And what happens if he fails?
He pukes a bunch. 2d8 poison damage.
Ooh, go ahead and roll 2d8.
6 and 4, 10.
Ooh, awesome. You raise your hand, ray of bilious green energy surges out of your outstretched fingers, and he whines in pain as the horrible sickness overtakes him. That is Adine's turn. It is now going to be the zombie's turn.
Wow, what a bad time.
These guys are all going to take swings at Gorgug. What's your armor class again, my
13.
Man?
13.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm raging, so it's half damage at least. But,
you take 9 points of damage spread over 3. So 5, which becomes 2, and then 2, so 4 points of damage from zombies wailing on you. You're just fucking hulking out.
Thing is watching and she just cackles.
You see that DJ Brains flicks a little thing on it and says, "Creatures of the night, come to aid your master." And these zombies gather around Riz.
I'm coming, the ball.
They're gonna take some swings at you, Riz. What's your AC?
15.
One of them hits you for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll some acrobatics checks for these zombies to get over the bar. You see that all but one zombie are completely thwarted by the bar. As they try to get over it, one manages to get up there, takes a swing at you, Fabian, and misses. That's gonna be Riz.
Okay, I am going to try to use my insightful fighting once again.
Go for it.
Hell yeah.
Yes,
that's a 23.
23 is going to do it.
Okay, please hit. I will do so much damage if I hit. You know what? I'll use this. This is lucky now.
This is lucky now.
18 to hit.
18 hits.
That's 2d6 and a d8.
Six. Hell yeah. Wow.
11, 16, 20.
20 damage?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I'm looking at Fabian to see if he's impressed while I do it.
Fucking cannonball
over
here.
Of course not.
Did you see me jump through that glass?
I'm sorry, did you watch
like
me smash glass, vault, dodge,
this guy's the leader. You fucking, this guy's the leader and I'm the ball.
After 3 fucking turns, you finally land a hit, and yes, it's ugh, whatever.
That's incredible. You skewer DJ Brains. That's gotta hurt. Meanwhile, he's just going. Seemingly unable to feel pain, but looking very badly injured now. That's going to be Zane. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can take an attack of opportunity if you want. 5, 6.
Yeah, I am going to. I'm gonna fucking take an attack of opportunity. All right. Is 9 gonna hit him?
No, it does not.
Okay, so I swing at him with my bass guitar, and then when it doesn't hit, I pretend like I was just dancing.
Why are you still dancing?
Whatever, I'll see you at school, dude. It's cool that we both got in, right?
Make a deception check for me.
Okay. Oh, that's gonna be 23.
Yes, you see, he looks through the door with all of these fucking vampires being on the other side. You see, he goes, oh, sick. Stands back and covers himself in magic and vanishes.
You little piece of shit.
Make an arcana check if you'd like.
7.
He did something cool.
He turned invisible. You don't need arcana to see that.
That's going to be Gorgug.
Okay. I think this is the one that I've been wailing on, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hit
her. Can I do the frenzy after I move? If I hit her and then move and then frenzy?
You can hit that one, move, and then frenzy.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. I'm just gonna attack her.
Cool.
That's eight.
Eight hits a zombie.
Wow.
Ooh.
Interesting. Thank goodness. 1d12.
Not dexterous.
Plus five. Wait, that's 14.
Woo!
Would that help?
You decapitate this zombie in front of you, and you are free to take your move. They will get a tax opportunity on you, but you're free to do so.
I'm gonna take those attacks of opportunity and try to get as close to the DJ as I can.
Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Cool.
So I want to throw a hand axe at the DJ equipment.
At the DJ equipment?
Yeah.
Rad, go for it. Also, give me a perception check real quick.
Okay. That is only a, where's perception? 9?
9's not going to, you don't notice anything.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll your attack, though.
Okay. That is 10. 10 total?
10. You axe flash from you and clings off of an axe.
What about your bardic inspiration?
Oh, shit. Okay, is it too late to use it?
You can use it if you'd like.
All right.
I'll allow it.
Oh, 6.
Okay.
16.
6. You hurl it. Go ahead and roll damage.
5? All right. So that's 10.
You throw a fucking hand axe, and it connects with one of the amps behind DJ Brains. As it strikes deep within it, it goes, and you see yellow lightning fork out from the amp, grab the axe, and forcibly repel it, knitting itself back together with magic.
Oh.
This amp right here appears, now that that perception check wasn't great, now that you've thrown an axe at it, you notice this amp appears to be magical.
Of the two, that one
appears to be magical.
Sheesh.
But you've noticed a fucking dope magic amp. That's going to be the werewolves.
Oh, do those guys get attacks on me? Sorry.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they super do. Thank you for the reminder. It's very simple.
What is your dex and your constitution modifier?
Constitution's 2, dex is 1.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's why your AC's so bad.
Yeah.
You take... I'll have it for you. You take 2 damage, 2 damage, and 2 damage.
So 6.
6 altogether. Okay. I halved it for you.
Okay.
And then the vampire takes a swing. The sword hits and deals you 7 points of damage. Halved to 3.
Okay.
Werewolves act now. You see these guys rush this human here, toast. This human gets rushed and is toast as well. This werewolf attacks, badly injures this vampire right in front of it. This werewolf turns, there's no other people in here except that guy, right? Turns and rushes Adine.
Great.
Is he poisoned?
Or no? Yeah, he is poisoned, I think. Is he poisoned? Yes, he is poisoned. Great.
Rushes you. What's your AC?
12.
Ooh, okay. This werewolf...
you already rolled it.
I did already roll it, but okay. I didn't tell you what it did, so you can tell me to replace him.
So he gets a 7.
On his first one or his second one?
Ha ha. One.
First one, okay. Claw misses, bite hits.
Fuck!
I'm going to need you to make
A
con. First of all,
my dad's
you
gonna
take
be so unhappy.
5 points of damage.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna bring out the box of doom. Adine, this is a constitution saving throw. You go ahead and take the box. Thank you.
Thank you.
The DC for contracting lycanthropy is 12. I'll tell you that right off the bat. What's your bonus constitution saving throw?
2, so I gotta get a 10 or more.
Ten
or more.
And a 9 or lower means...
I'm a werewolf.
Go ahead and roll in the box of doom.
13.
What'd you get?
13.
Yes! Oh,
Oh my fucking god.
You feel the wound in your arm fester as things try to place themselves into you. I'll take that box of doom. Thank you so much.
Genuinely, like, panic attacking a little bit.
Oh yeah, your character really.
Yeah.
That's going to be Kristen.
Okay. Look at my Bible, which is flown open, and I read, I can do all things through Korn who strengthens me. And I use a spell to turn undead.
Ooh, your turn undead action. Yes, nice. That's awesome. That's actually a special ability.
Oh, cool, cool.
That's great.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I run through the door and then cast that? So
hell
it's another room?
That would be great.
I should have done that.
Cool, so you're gonna run through here. There's gonna get one attack of opportunity on you. Where do you wanna move to in this space? Do you wanna move next to Fig, or?
I wanna go a little bit in front of Fig, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so you can go here, because then 30 feet's gonna be pretty big.
Cool.
Dope, one attack of opportunity on you. Which misses as the vampire reaches out. Your halo glows brightly, defending you with the might of Helio, even though you guys are in a bit of a crisis of faith right now.
We are, yeah.
But in the moments that really count.
Yeah, thanks.
Helio's like trying to reach out to you to be like, no, we're cool.
And I'm like, yeah, maybe, but no, we'll see.
I'm also going to need you to make a perception check for me.
Sure. What do I have? Oh, 12.
You bump into something as you rush through the doorway that you don't see.
Ooh, can I cast Arcana on that to see what?
Make an Arcana check. Sure, go for it.
Not cast. Okay.
Or just make an Arcana check.
11.
An invisible creature is right in the doorway. But you see tons of undead in here as well. All right, they're gonna make Wisdom saving throws.
Is it just zombies or like vampires too, or no?
It is zombies and vampires, which are both undead.
Oh,
so I'm gonna see how many beings you affect real quick. It's all within 30 feet of you.
Holy shit.
Geez, that's a lot of people. Okay, so that's everyone. That's both of those vampires.
Nice.
Rad. Okay, so that's all four zombies and three vampires.
Cool.
I'm gonna roll their saves real quick. What is your spell save, DC?
Oh, that's 14.
14. Okay. Damn. Kristen, tell me what happens as you raise your, you speak those words through Korn, their strength, raise your Bible aloft. What happens? This, you can feel, is something mighty working through you.
Yeah. I raise my Bible and I hear that frat boy God voice. It's like, hey, look. It feels like you're mad at me? And I'm like, shut up! But then all this shit happens in front of me.
I'm sorry, my child, that things are not chill between us. If they are not chill between us, let them be chill before you! The light of the sun emanates from your book. All of these zombies turn, going, burned by the light of the true God of Korn. Fleeing from your visage. Both of these vampires shriek in pain and fear. This vampire turns to face you, and the darkness clouds around him.
Cool.
Ooh, do you think your little solar caress can possibly stop the flow of my midnight whisperings?
Dude, could you just like button up your trench coat?
The buttons fell off 200 years ago.
I didn't have time to.
What?
What were you?
Do you think a lot of tailors are open when I'm around and doing stuff?
You could just learn how to do it.
I won't. I'm a noble.
Do you know Fabian?
You also have your spiritual weapon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and your spiritual weapon can attack if you'd like.
I would like to attack that guy.
Fuck yeah. Go ahead and roll your spell attack.
A nat one!
This is insane.
Shit.
You see that your Korn kind of pokes him a little bit in the face. And you see he goes, ooh, you're kinky like that. You want me to do something to the Korn?
Yeah.
I can do something. And his jaw unhinges like a snake, and he kind of fillets the Korn a little bit.
Hot, very hot.
Oh!
This is what I think. Oh, have you never been exposed to this?
No, I think it's fine. I think I accept everyone. I have an uncle.
It makes it less good for me if you accept it. You get that, right?
Sure.
Let's fight. Let's fight. That is going to be what humans are even fucking left. Oh yeah, these two bartenders straight up dip, rushing through this room.
Oh my cover.
rushing out.
And into those two
into those werewolves.
And my dad.
And your dad. that guy's dead. Oh, this guy's gonna fucking run. He makes it here behind his other werewolf. She rushes back through here and goes and hides in this booth.
That's a human?
That's a human, yes.
Get out from around.
And then
Daddy.
He really is like an older
man. I'm too old for this place.
He's like Margaritaville meets a demon.
He went to CBGB's in the 70s.
That's going to now be Faye.
That's amazing.
Okay. I would like to move. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. That's how far I can go. So no one gets a tax of opportunity on me here, right? If I move here?
If you move there? Yeah. No, no one gets a tax of opportunity.
And then I'm going to cast, where is it? Shatter, AKA Shred, on these 10, or this 10 diameter thing.
I will warn you that casting a spell that deals damage to those undead will break the turning effect that is on them. Yeah.
So. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can I hit a 10 diameter thing around here?
Sure. If you want to try to fuck up the turn.
The DJ.
Yeah. You could hit those two zombies in front, the DJ and his booth.
Okay. That's what I'm going to try and hit.
Sweet.
So I take out my bass guitar and I hit a really, really low note. And it's like so low and powerful and like, yeah.
So cool.
Just deep and vibrating and cool. And they have to make 3d8 thunder damage.
Hell yeah. Let me go ahead and roll their constitution saves. What is your spell save DC?
My spell save DC is 14.
14, okay.
14. And also any non-magical items will take damage.
Any non-magical items will take damage, gotcha. Cool. Okay.
I'm so nervous right now.
And then DJ Brains is gonna make one of those. 14. And then his turntable. Cool. The turntable seems unaffected by the spell. It seems to have some kind of magic involved with it.
Okay.
One of the zombies and DJ Brains both fail their saving.
Okay, 7.
Nice.
8. They take 20 damage. Shit.
The ones who failed their saves take 20
Anyone
damage?
Anyone who fails takes 20 damage.
Holy
Hell yeah.
Shit. As you fucking raise your finger up, time slows. And the one string, you can see the waves of the string on Fig's face. The zombie here is fucking just torn apart by the power of rock.
Sick. That's right. This is real music, bitch.
The turntable cracks in half, and DJ Brains is thrown up against the wall behind him.
And then I turn to Kristen Applebee's and I give her a wink. She's got bardic inspiration.
Why is this Brains, happening to me tonight?
DJ Brains is hurt but not down. And his turntable's cracked in half, but he looks like he's still got some fucking cards up his sleeve. That is now going to be DJ Brains. You see that he reaches into his thing, takes out like a tiny little Bluetooth speaker kind of thing, and a stinking cloud of like vibrating musical energy. I don't know how to put it other than this music stinks. It smells bad. You hear it being like boom, boom, bah, 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 bah. And I'm gonna need you, my man, to make a constitution saving throw.
You got it. Gonna roll a 20, so watch out for that. 15, so that's 16.
16?
Yeah.
You save, my man.
Nice.
Cool. That is now going to be Fabian's turn.
Fabian, help!
Is there music still playing?
Yes, through this little Bluetooth speaker that he just dropped.
Okay, great.
Fabian's like, I don't
want to
get involved.
No,
he's making himself like a
What are you talking about? This is the opportunity to be a hero. I'll take it. I'm going to... I don't like being trapped behind this bar. Can I... I'll take an attack of opportunity from this guy, I guess, to vault the bar over here, or to exit the bar here. That'll be... Let's see if that works out.
Sure. Misses. You go ahead, give me that acrobatics.
24.
Hell yeah. Whew. Vault the bar.
I can see that everyone else is attacking this DJ Brain.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll take a hand crossbow to DJ Brain.
Go for it.
It'll be 17.
17 is a hit.
And that'll be 6.
6 damage. Arrow straight to this guy's side. He's looking sad. He's looking like a sad zombie DJ. Vampires rush in. These two vampires.
Were they feared? Or
yes, their turn. Oh, so, okay. A werewolf's gonna take a swing at one of them. Miss is gonna interact with those werewolves in there. Other vampire's gonna move in. This guy's gonna take a swing at you. The rest of these guys are gonna start coming through here. So, one, two. Three.
Are those baddies?
These are baddies, and they're surrounding.
Kristen.
Rushes over here.
What's Track doing?
Tracker's not doing great. she's gonna actually run over here to go get some silver weapons.
There's just a box of silver weapons or something.
So, the vampires surrounding Kristen are gonna go. The guy in front of you, who's referred to himself as the Lord of Lord of Whispers a couple times, mm-hmm. is gonna take a swing at you. Ew. He's gonna hit you first. With a sword for 4 points of damage. Okay. And then he's going to reach out and hit you again for another 8 points of damage.
Oh, fuck, I'm dead.
Shit. Are you really?
Yeah.
Anybody else have severe wounds or anything?
Yeah, I can heal her.
You see that the other vampires, that guy drops Kristen. These other vampires then are going to actually continue their move towards Fig.
What, me? I'm just an innocent girl playing her guitar. Why did you come after me?
Shit, I didn't get to bless anyone.
That's now going to be Adine.
I mean, I guess I'll fucking witch bolt the guy in front of me.
Go for it.
How fucked up is this guy looking?
He's looking, not terribly fucked up.
Great, then I would like to cast it as a second level spell.
Okay, great. Yeah, go for it. Are you going to take a move away from him? Because I know that it's bad to do it right next to somebody.
Okay. If I withdraw, will he
He'll get an attack,
get
of, opportunity.
An attack of opportunity on me? Shit, man.
He'll probably just get a swipe, though, not like a bite.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll move back 10 feet and do this spell.
Could you, can you move forward 10 feet?
No, I can't get past
him. What's your AC?
12.
Punch him.
He goes ahead and hits you for 7 points of damage. Claw.
Okay. So I'm going to do this Witch Bolt, second level, 14.
14 hits.
Great. So it's 2d12 damage.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. 4.
What? Whoa. A nat 1?
Yeah.
This bolt leaps out from your hands. Ooh, hits him, damaging him for sure. Zombies are gonna go. Now these guys all move over here.
Jesus, Adine. How are we gonna get you out of this one?
No.
Adine,
I'm in such a different fight than anybody else right now.
You need to just go home.
He's a werewolf.
I know,
I'm stuck
with
like two
werewolves over here.
Attack on you. What are you at, health-wise?
10.
I think you need to...
He's a werewolf outside. Well, I'm stuck between two werewolves. So. I mean, I think that they know where I am.
Gorgug, what are you at, my man? Or what's your AC again? 13?
13. He's attacking me. Oh, all those people?
Wow. Oh, that's great. Wow. Hey, thank you, Gorgo. Wow.
Fuck you.
Hey, you got half damage,
that's
dude.
That's going to be 6, so then 3, and then 3, so then 1. So 4 damage altogether.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
Nothing.
You can take it.
I'm still at 17 now.
Oh, and then two are going to swing at Fabian. One of them hits Fabian.
Oh, finally.
For 7 points of damage.
Oh, wow. God. All right.
Perfect timing.
Those are the zombies. I'm trying to think of anything else. Any other zombies out here? Oh, yeah, this guy. He'll go take a swing at Gorgug as well.
Oh, no.
And he misses.
There you go.
And then the zombies surrounding Riz are going to take some swings. What's your AC, my man?
15.
Have you also taken no damage?
I've taken some damage.
Oh, okay.
I've
taken damage, too. That's why.
Oh, wait, 15 you said?
Yeah.
Okay. You take 5 points of damage. And Riz, it is your turn.
Great. I'm going to stab this guy in his face. Mm-hmm. 18 to hit.
18 hits.
And I still have my insight on him. It lasts for a minute.
Oh, awesome.
So I get 2d6 and a d8.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
19 damage.
Tell me what happens here.
Oh, hell yeah. I say, I don't know what you had to do with it. You just seem like some kind of fucked up zombie guy, but this is for those girls, you son of a bitch. And I stab him through his fucking brainstem.
That's all.
Wow, he prepared his own obituary.
DJ Brains collapses to the stage, turns into endless dust. Ages 1,000 years in an instant. On the wind, let the beat drop. and is gone, baby. DJ
I'd like to yell to the room, sorry, guys. It's everyone's curfew. Everyone go home.
Oh,
party's over.
Oh, God.
Party's
dead.
Over,
I'm
everyone.
I'm dead, but I'm still going, no.
Sorry, guys. It's 11 o'clock, and we all should be home.
Does this one really think he's cooler than the hacker dude?
Jesus. I hate it.
You guys see all throughout the bar that there is a momentary boom, shockwave of energy. Vampires, werewolves all reel momentarily as their rage and bloodlust is subsiding for a moment. You see all of the zombies drop. All the zombies deanimate, fall apart all at once.
So many fucking right. Zombies. I had no idea there were that many.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All the hot zombies are down now.
Oh,
Figaroth goes just to see one of those butts up close.
Adine, the werewolf in front of you sort of looks woozy for a second. I'm going to need you to you have a moment of breathing in and realizing that you aren't dead. And then you realize that you almost just died. Could you please roll for a panic attack?
9.
All together?
What do you add
but,
to?
What do I add to that?
Wisdom.
Oh, 11.
Hey! You breathe in, control your breathing, everything is good. You see that the werewolf stumbles down to the ground. Kristen is still dropped. Does anyone take any action? We're coming out of initiative now as you see people kind of reeling from the violence.
Can I healing word her, though, even though it's not an initiative?
Yeah, is it a regular action? You can totally healing word.
Okay, yeah. I look over to her, and I play, like, and I play.
Learn a new song. Oh, my God.
The video just has to...
Go ahead and roll to see how much Kristen has just healed.
Okay. Girl, that's gonna be. It's gonna be 8.
Dang.
Hell yeah.
You are healed 8 hit points of damage. As you guys are standing around, there's a weird tension. You see that looking around, one of the werewolves sort of walks in from the other space, looks at one of the vampires holding the silver weaponry, and goes, "You holding silver?" And even through all the shattered bar stools and all the stench of blood and the kind of moaning, you see that the vampires and werewolves start to sort of regard each other through the window. You guys may not be out of harm's way yet.
Really quick question. Am I wearing any silver jewelry?
Yeah. Yeah, you're wearing some silver jewelry.
Some sterling silver.
Wait, but I think I'm kind of on the side of the, I think I'm on the side of the werewolf.
I say, yes, let's get out of here.
I run up and grab Riz off the table.
Okay.
I happily go up and disarm.
I help Kristen up.
Thanks.
You rush over, grab Kristen. You see that the vampires start, this guy over here, Sasha, Lord of Whispers, goes,
long have the vampires and werewolves fought each other. An ancient rivalry forged in the midnight of dangerous mists long past.
I'm bored.
He's such a creep.
Oh, I don't have that.
Werewolves, look, his swords are silver. Okay. What's he doing with silver swords?
I grab Riz and say, stop it. Stop doing that.
I pull on Gorga and just quietly to side say, can we take the long way out? I just want to see if Tracker's okay. My friend. My new friend. Run.
You guys rush out through the shattered glass.
Real quick, who is the Lord of Shadows going to be fighting? Is he up against someone at all?
Lord of Whispers has come out over here to near where Gorgug was as these werewolves have kind of muscled in through this space.
Okay, here. I'm going to wink and give one bardic inspiration to whoever's fighting the Lord of Whispers.
You see that there's a very broad-shouldered lupine woman with sort of orange hair growing out of her fur. Just like, she just looks like a fucking...
So beefy.
So beefy. Nice. You wink at her and she goes, hell yeah. See you on the other side, sister.
I hope so.
Rears a fist back and just cold cocks the Lord Whispers in the face.
Sick.
Look at this mangy curse striking me before the rules of combat have been declared.
You guys dip out of here. You to the front. No sign of Zane Darkshadow anywhere. The bar clears out as you can hear more rumbling. You hear police sirens in the distance. You guys rush up to Adine. Adine in the front, the werewolf has kind of gotten up off his legs. He's still in that werewolf form. You see, he goes, hey, oh, and he sees the claw mark on you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that really hurt. What are you doing, man?
It's not me, you know, it's a sickness. I'm sick. I'm just sick. I'm not well.
Look, man, we're all sick.
Okay, we're not all sick, all right? I have lycanthropy. You can go to a healer about it.
Okay, well, maybe you should go to a healer about it.
I don't have health care.
Oh, that's so
go
sad.
To some, wow. Go to a clinic. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you want it? There's some guidance counselor positions opened at our school.
Do they have good health care there?
I would imagine.
Where do you guys go to school?
Benefits.
Eight for it.
Okay, we're telling them.
You teed this up.
So that's great. All right. Well, my name's Jawbone. If you want to put in a reference,
Mumble has better healthcare.
I got it in with the VP, vice principal, so I could probably make that work.
Thanks, Jawbone. Sorry, guys.
You guys are doing.
You guys rush out. Jawbone looks. Like, you know, you don't know this guy super well, but he looks like, hey, this is the first kind of lucky break I've had in a while.
Oh, no.
All right, Joe.
You guys see, you guys dip out of there. You rush out the front door. You see that Rover has been, like, restraining the bouncer from fully wolfing out and has been remarkably successful in doing so, almost as though it was inspired.
What?
Rover, thank you for saving me.
No, by a magical ability from your bard.
Bye-bye.
You guys get out. You hear sirens in the distance. You're in seedy fucking downtown Elmville. What are you guys going to do?
Let's keep the party going.
My mom's
going
to be pissed if she finds me here. Let's get out.
Yeah. Go to someone's house. We can't go to my house. My parents are pressed.
I do live right around the corner.
Let's go to your house.
Yeah,
okay, all right. We can weigh the other option.
Friends. Okay, everyone, stop chanting.
Now that you mention it, I don't usually like to. I know that probably I'm pretty hard to read. You guys don't really know what I'm feeling, but we are.
You have spilled your guts to us.
You are the most twice a day.
You are the one who most desperately wants friends.
Nah, it's just like. All right,
we should go.
All right, fine. We'll go to my house.
You guys rush. Go ahead and give me like a stealth check. You guys can, if you guys want to, I'll let the whoever wants to make the stealth check can make it for the party with disadvantage.
Well, I got a 15 personally.
You got a 15 personally? Okay, cool.
I got an 18 minus 2.
Oh, I got a 15. I got a nat 20 doing that disadvantage. I rolled it a second time to do disadvantage, and I got a nat 20. Oh, so I still only get the 15.
So you still only get the 15. But that's great. So the group meeting, you hide the group really well. You guys see Fig seems to know, like, the back alleys and divey parts of downtown.
Can I also be smoking so many cloves that the smoke is hiding us? And that's how
we're you are so disgusting. Fully sweating, powering through cloves as fast as you can. go ahead and constitution saving throw.
Smells like potpourri.
That's gonna be a 4.
You straight up barf. You're just
Riz
like,
also barf seeing you barf.
All right, everyone needs to stop barfing, all right? No one's coming in my house. There's no barf being brought in my house.
Barf.
Yeah, go ahead.
I rolled a 1.
9.
Gorgug barfs and passes out.
All right, you know what? Everyone is going to get to new Gorgug clothes.
Back, throwing up on Gorgug as I try to bring him back.
I mean, you emerge. Everybody walked out of that fucking insane music venue, and now you're fucking dropping like flies because of the amount of clove cigarettes that you're smoking.
I just
like,
love the way they taste.
You're still smoking?
You're like Homer just Simpson in Flavor Country.
I think you guys got a carry.
It just like tastes so good.
By hook or by crook, amazingly, you are not tracked, though you are covered in your own bile. You make it to Seacaster Manor. You see the incredible red and gold man o' war brought up in the middle of a topiary hedge maze expanse with long white gravel driveways and everything else. And you guys arrive up at the door of Seacaster Manor.
All right, welcome to my house. Everyone, please, if there's any barf, you don't track barf into my house, all right? Please, that's all I ask.
You look over at the sofa and you see Fabian's mom.
Oh, hello, lounging. Mama.
Fabian.
Oh, how Fabian. Are you? Oh, mother.
Oh, you what? You've brought friends?
Yes, mother. These are my friends. This is the Ball, Kristen, Adine, Gorgug, and Fig.
Hi, I'm Fig. I love your kimono.
This thing?
Yeah.
It was knit for me by dwarves. Skilled craftsmen.
Dwarves knit you a kimono?
What?
Never mind.
I give her a very formal elven.
She looks up at you as you speak in elven to her and speaks back to you in elven and says,
many long years has it been since I was spoken to in the tongue of stars and moon. A beautiful elf maiden you are. I married a human, you see.
Yes, I know.
And he will die.
Dude, I think your mom's bi.
Okay, no, but no one is hitting on my mother right now, right?
I also speak Elvish.
I speak Elvish, too.
I also speak Elvish, all right? So let's all just keep it PC.
I look like a tiefling, but I'm like a part elf, so I'm also an elf maiden, if that's what you're into.
She looks, completely ignores you, and
oh,
just
God,
looks right at Adine and goes,
wait a minute, you're Angwin and Arianwen's daughter.
Yes, that's right.
I've heard such wonderful things about you. I've the acceptance, the scholarship to Hewdall.
No, that's my sister. That's my sister.
Elwyn is the elder. You are
yes.
The...
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm friends with your son.
Yes, we're friends.
Oh, Fabian, lovely. I'd like to see you make friends, my little baby.
Mama.
So handsome.
Oh, stop, Mama.
A heartbreaker through and through.
Oh, no, it's not like...
Well, Mummy's going to go get a chalice of night wine, and she's going to retire to the sensory deprivation egg.
Of course. Yes. We'll keep the noise down.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you want Minhagathil to put out some food?
Oh, no, there's no need.
No, I'm pretty hungry. Hungry.
No, my friends are...
I'll go wake Cathilda up and make her make
do not...
I eat cereal with water.
Ta-ta.
So.
Mom is so hot.
Okay, do not talk about my mother like that.
You guys look around. Eventually, Cathilda, the halfling maid, kind of comes up. And
hello,
she...
Cathilda.
Hello there. Oh. And how are you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing right. We had a rather crazy night, but really, you don't have to do too much, all right? They're just, my friends are peggish.
I'll put out some snacks right away then, shall I?
All right, thank you.
No,
lovely, lovely. You see that she runs up into the kitchen. You guys hear a stomping of boots as Bill Seacaster walks into the room. Bill Seacaster walks in, looks in and goes, "Well, look at this then, a bunch of fine friends from a young lad."
"Yes, Papa, these are my friends from the Adventuring Academy. We've had a rather wild night."
"Well, it looks like it. You've gotten yourself into some kind of scrap then, have you?"
"Yes, we did."
I try to do the same formal elven greeting to his father.
"What was that?"
"What are you doing?"
"I don't speak a word of Elvish, lass. Oh. I'm not a man of letters. I've come from nothing and made rather something of myself."
I was just saying hello.
"Right, well, hello to you as well, in the common tongue, then."
I hand him a business card. "Greetings and salutations."
"Well, as I said, I'm not a man of letters, so I can't read."
Papa, this is the ball, Kristen, Adine, Gorgug, and Fig.
"Hey, if you're not a man of letters, I got something that I think you might like." And then I take out my bass and I play a sea shanty.
Go ahead and make a performance check.
Oh, 25, baby.
25? The fucking sickest, shantiest bass line comes running out of your guitar. And you see that Bill Seacaster looks at you and goes,
"This is good."
"Sally Brown is a nice young lady. We're all in go. Come on, you dogs." And a bunch of pirates just swing in on ropes, fucking pop out of barrels.
This happens a lot in this house.
You're in a barrel this whole time?
"I pay him to stay here in case this happens, and he'll stay in the barrel until it does. You stay in the barrel until the music happens."
The pirate
is just clapping his hands and silently weeping.
"I feel like I need to play for eternity so they don't have to go back in the barrel."
"Keep playing, lass. Okay. We'll sing till the sun rises."
Alright.
2, 3, 4.
"Sally Brown is a nice young lady. We're all let go."
That's all for this week on Fantasy High. Tune in next week and thanks for watching. If you'd like, I'd be more than happy to run you through some training. There are two kinds of men in this world. A man who fights for gold is a man who knows why he's fighting.
Has anybody seen Zane?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to give out. What if Zane?
Cravencroft is a very spooky cemetery.
Oh my God, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
What kind of hell is that?
"Master, I am ready to serve."
Baby,
fucking
blast
through the chain link fence.
Oh, good show, motorcycle.
Wars start going. Crash! 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 Crash!
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.